Here we are, Marshall. Hallowed grounds. Perhaps one of the most important sites in American and world history. Even now, the famous scene painted by John Trumbull hangs in the Capitol Rotunda in Washington, D.C. Take a look on the website.
Amazing! The landscape looks almost exactly as it does in the painting.
The painting depicts General Burgoyne as he prepared to surrender his sword to General Gates. Gates, showing respect for Burgoyne, refuses to take the sword. Below, the rebel quartermaster escorted the troops that surrendered their weapons at Fort Hardy Park. They were beginning their march to Albany.
Burgoyne and his entourage met with Gates upon a hill that overlooked the road to Albany, that the Americans and the British POWs would soon march down. In the passage through the American camp, I observed with great satisfaction that no one cast at us scornful glances. On the contrary, they all greeted me, even showing compassion on their countenances at seeing a mother with her little children in such a situation. I confess that I feared to come into the enemy's camp, as the scene was so entirely new to me.
That was nice of the rebels to show compassion and respect.
If there was any mockery of the surrendered soldiers, it was in the playing of the song Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Why would that be an insult?
Well, because the song was penned during the French and Indian War by a British physician to mock the ragtag New England militia. Now these ragtag soldiers had just defeated them.
I wonder how Burgoyne felt. What did he say when he was face to face with Gates? Was he all gentlemanly, or did he let his anger show?
There were two versions of what was said. According to one version of the capitulation, Burgoyne raised his hat and bowed before Gates.
The fortune of war, General Gates, has made me your prisoner.
You will always find me ready to testify that it was not brought about through any fault of your excellency.
In another version, it was Gates who spoke first as Burgoyne halted his horse.
I am glad to see you.
I am not glad to see you. It is my fortune, sir, and not my fault that I am here.
What happened after Gates gave Burgoyne back his sword?
Gates offered his hospitality by asking Burgoyne and the generals to join him in his tent. Look at the Trumbull painting. You can see Gates' tent with the American flag flying in the background.
When I approached the tents, a noble-looking man came toward me, took the children out of the wagon, embraced and kissed them, and then with tears in his eyes, helped me also to alight. "You tremble," he said to me. "Fear nothing." "No," replied I, "for you are so kind and have been so tender toward my children that it has inspired me with courage." He then led me to the tent of General Gates, with whom I found Generals Burgoyne and Phillips, who were upon an extremely friendly footing with him. Burgoyne said to me, "You may now dismiss all your apprehensions, for your sufferings are at an end. All the generals remain to dine with General Gates."
Well now, so this is how you end a gentleman's war.
The man who had received me so kindly came up and said to me, "It may be embarrassing to you to dine with all these gentlemen. Come now with your children into my tent, where I will give you, it is true, a frugal meal, but one that will be accompanied by the best of wishes." I then learned that he was the American General Schuyler. Never have I eaten a better meal. I was content.
What was Schuyler doing here? I thought Gates had bumped him.
This is Schuyler's land. He had a clear interest in being here and seeing to the reconstruction of the settlement. But first he offered his hospitality to the Baroness, her husband, and the General Burgoyne.
As soon as we had finished dinner, he invited me to take up my residence at his house, which was situated in Albany, and told me that General Burgoyne would also be there. I sent and asked my husband what I should do. He sent me word to accept the invitation.